Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more.
Hey, hosted by Duchess. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, boy, oh, boy. It seems like the world is coming to an end, doesn't it? But it's not. Trust me, it's not. Well, don't trust me. Trust yourself, your inner self, because you know it's not. Lots been going on in my world, and I'd love to hear what's been going on in your world. I have made sure that I am not riddled with fear. We know that what will be, que sera, sera. I mean, and if it's our time, it's going to be our time, and we just pray that we're blessed to stay here long enough to see what happens next, because there's a lot about to happen across the whole entire earth. And if we signed our contract to stay here, to fight the good fight, then we're going to be here. But then there are so many of us who have decided that it's time for us to check out, and we decide that we're ready to go. We've served our time here, and we're ready to let it go. But I'd say a whole host of us signed that contract before coming forth into this physicality, that we want to be here so we can be here to help fight the good fight. And that's what's going to happen. So it's all about how we frame our minds and what we do to hold on to who we are really, who we are and what we are and how we want to see all of this evolve around us. You know, we don't know what day it is and what's going to happen, when it's going to happen. But I do know for sure that if those people are beginning to transition because of whatever, it's because their contract, they signed it saying that they did not want to be a part of this, or they signed it saying that they wanted to be a part of us awakening to our own true selves, you know, as a result of this. So there are always divine reasons why things happen. That's why we're going to talk today about the practical side of things, because I'm going to tell you what Kryon said in his channeling. And Kryon gives us some background information on things that happen as far back as, you know, 1918 and 1919 and way back then, and how we come forward and what's happening today and how we can see how it kind of parallels. And then we're going to review Eric Tyrone's, he's with Soul Dreamers, and he gives us a different scenario, a different perspective, and he gives it from a spiritual perspective of the global pandemic, and he does it as though he's reading it as a tarot card. So it's really, really interesting, the things that we're going to talk about. Now, me personally, I've had my aerobic therapy, my aqua therapy cut off from me for about 2 months because they want to close down the rec center and make sure that they sterilize the pool area. I've also been able to get food and groceries in here, and I'm locking my own self down. I don't feel sick. I feel healthy, but I don't want somebody coming into my space and maybe bringing something in, not with them, but on them, so to speak. I went to the, I had a friend laughing at me the other day because I went and picked up some groceries, and when I brought them in the house, they were all in the bag, and the first thing I did was take my Lysol spray, and I sprayed it over, just above the package. I didn't spray the packages directly. I just let it filter down over the packages, you know, because I don't know what's on the bags that I'm carrying. And then I went and I put a bowl of water with a cap full of Clorox in it, some Clorox and some water, and I took my oranges out of the bag and I dumped them into the Clorox water, and then I rinsed them off. I even took my cans out and I dumped a rag into the Clorox water and I wiped down each can. Now, this took a while, but you know what? When we take time to do things like this, it's almost like a meditative experience, you know? You're not rushing through stuff. You're taking your time. And you know how we're rushing through everything? Sometimes we need to just take a breather, take a breath. And this is what I was doing, and it reminded me of me chilling myself and calming down and just adding an extra bit of safety, security, and health around my being. So it was, you know, it was a wonderful thing. You know, when we think in terms of the crisis out there or people are taking this, yes, we want to be consciously aware of how we take care of ourselves. But we got to do it with ease, and we got to do it with peace, and we got to do it step by step and not be anxious about it. I know it's fearful, but we can't govern our lives by the fear that this could be. Because what fear does is fear brings, what did we say a long time ago? We talked about this all the time. That which we resist will persist. So if we're afraid of it, we're summoning things to ourselves by our energy. And fear gives us a very low-grade energy. So this is what I've been doing. Wake up in the morning, the first thing I do is I turn on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Now, I don't want to listen to his whole show because, you know, all that chatter first thing in the morning can get on my nerves. But I love listening to Nephew Tommy's Frank phone calls. Those things have me in hysterics. As I go through my day, I'm laughing about this stuff. And then if I share it to somebody else, I mean, I'm going through hysterics just telling them what the guy did to somebody to make me laugh that morning. I've been reading Trevor Noah's book. Trevor Noah's The Daily Show. He was born a crime. I mean, some of the things that he went through in Africa, South Africa, during the apartheid, you know, they were painful, they were cruel, but at the same time, the way he describes it, some of the stuff, it's funny. You know, he just has a way of sharing his experiences with you, and he brings you the lighter side of it, because verily in darkness there is light. So what else have I done? Oh, I had my online class. Remember I told you that I was going to talk to you about my spiritual development class, my psychic development class with Uma? Well, I'm going to give everybody her phone number, because Uma is going to have, if you go to meetup.com, Uma is going to have some of her classes online for free, because everybody is on their own voluntary lockdown. And you don't want to go stir crazy, but this is an opportune time for you to grow yourself mentally, spiritually, physically. Last week, I got in the mail a DVD tape. I don't know why I spent money for this tape, because this woman's DVD, Dance Moves, called Delicious Dance Moves by Body Groove, they're on YouTube. And you can dance yourself into health while you're stuck in the house. Some people like music. Some people like dancing. Well, she has a whole thing where she has a group of people, and they're flouncing around the house, moving step by step, three steps this way, and it's all by music, and you're slowly exercising with Body Groove. All right? Back to Uma's class. Uma, spelled U-M-A. It was online, and she uses, she doesn't use Skype. She uses an app called Zoom. And so there were 15 of us in the class online. We could see each other with our names underneath our picture. And we held class. We had class. It was just wonderful. We laughed and we joked. Rather than me going all the way down 45 minutes down to Manassas, I was able to do my class 9:30 in the morning online. And we did astrological charts. Well, I had a whole astrological chart done of myself, and I learned a lot about myself. Well, I learned that I'm an Aquarius Pisces that's born on the cusp. I have Scorpio rising. I have a Capricorn moon, which makes me a very serious person, you know. Some of it, I understand now why I am the way I am and why people see me the way they do, because people see you as your moon, and my moon is Capricorn. So I'm very, my moon is very serious. My moon is very matter of fact. My moon is very strict, and so I come across that way, even though I'm an Aquarius who's a humanitarian, fun-loving, and love people. Capricorn keeps me detached from people. The other thing that I learned my destiny number when we went into numerology. That was fantastic. So in my destiny number, I realized that I'm a spiritual person. And as a spiritual person, I cannot deny who I am and what I am, because I'll never find peace if I don't do the spiritual things that my destiny number has said I came forth to do. It also says I must avoid drugs and alcohol. Well, we all know what that is. Been in recovery for 23 years, and I finally had to realize that drinking wasn't doing me any good, because I drank to turn off all the visions that I was seeing back then. I didn't realize that those were gifts that I was trying to drown in alcohol. Meditation is important for me, and I need to avoid being cynical from bad life experiences. How many of us need to do that? Being cynical because of experiences you've had in life. And I've had some bad life experiences. And I should explore the world in the mountains and in nature. I really miss the mountains of Utah. I so miss the ocean in Rhode Island. I miss being able to walk around, you know, barefoot in the grass when I lived in South Carolina. So these are the things that I miss, and these are the things that my soul, my destiny card, is saying that I need to embrace or encompass. And to say what I found out about myself in two or three sentences, I found out that I am a teacher. I was a born teacher. My soul, my spirit came here to teach. I am here to learn also to soften my approach so those I came here to teach will be willing to open, will be willing and open to receive the wisdom I came here to impart upon them. So I learned a lot, and if you don't think spiritual development class can help you, I'm telling you it can in so many ways. I mean, because there are so many aspects to spirituality that you can never grasp and touch them all, okay? Next month's class will be on Ayurveda. Now, what is Ayurveda? Ayurveda is the world's oldest holistic healing system, and it's based on balancing oneself between the mind, body, and spirit, by how we eat and what we take inside of us. It promotes good health, and it does not promote the fight of disease. Now, we live in a society where we're constantly fighting disease. Well, Ayurveda promotes good health. If you want more information on spiritual development and things like that, feel free to contact Uma at the Lotus and the Light Metaphysical Center. She's on meetup.com. She also has a phone number. Uma does readings. Uma does what they call access bars. Uma does Reiki. She's a wealth of information on your spiritual path. And her phone number is 703-369-6762. and tell her that Yolanda referred you to her and see if she can help you in any ways. So after I clear my throat, we're going to get on with Cryon, because Cryon had a lot to say, and I want you to know that I almost copied whatever he was saying that I was listening to. I did it verbatim because I did not want myself to give you any information that was ad-libbed by me. I want you to get it straight from Cryon's words through Lee Carroll's mouth. Now, once again, for those of you who don't remember, Cryon is a spiritual entity that comes through, channeled through Lee Carroll. Lee Carroll is the oldest Cryon channeler. Lee Carroll has channeled Cryon at the United Nations building. So Lee Carroll is no joke. He's for real. Okay? If those persons at the United Nations building summon Lee Carroll so that they can hear the wisdom of Cryon as Cryon channels through Lee Carroll, then I can say that we can listen to the words that I have written that Cryon had to speak. Now, he's going to talk about the virus, but he's not going to do that until the end of what he has to say. And he's going to give you some background history on what happened way back when and how mankind, humanity, should have looked at their mistakes back then to not create the same problems that we're having now. Okay? We also at one time talked about wild cards and how the current president of the United States of America was a wild card. Wild cards are those things that happen in humanity to cause a big shaking up and revolution and a whole mixing up and craziness on the face of this earth. Causes people to get kick-started into different directions, and some of them going nuts, you know, some of them going, well, some of them awakening. But he says that there are wild cards, all right, and they are guides. They are guides to get you through changes. With all that's happening, the word wild card does not seem to be, the world does not seem to be a better place in this time of shift and change. But there is going to be energy you have never seen before of revelation, that you will see things that was always there, but now you will see them for the first time in all their ugliness, in all their darkness, and most of the things you see is low consciousness. You know, that's why we got to keep our consciousness up high. So what you're seeing is low consciousness and things that were always there but now have to be taken away or exposed into the light. Now, some of you are aware of a society that starts to see things that you never ever thought would be exposed in the light this way. Things such as the Me Too movement, nobody thought that that stuff would be exposed. I can say Me Too. I never thought all of that stuff would be brought into light. Many awakened and they say, we knew that darkness was there because it happened to me. And others would say, it happened to me. Excuse me. And for the first time, you realize that there is no more fear over that which might happen to you because so many are seeing the same thing. Let me get some water. Y'all know I got this little froggy thing. It has nothing to do with out there. It has to do with what's been going on, period. So, what is happening today is completely and totally the actions of men. Humans have created what is taking place. This is not something that the earth, spiritual people refer to the earth as Gaia. So the earth is not responsible for it. What you are seeing is revelation. Here's a little history that may not seem so relevant. So let's talk about some history. Now, Kryon brings in the history, you listen to the history, and then he brings you forward to today, now, and in the present time. So Kryon says, some of you will roll your eyes and say, I don't think so, Kryon. Kryon also says, just wait a little while, and it will all become clear to you, okay? In past shows, we, those of you who have listened to me for a long time, we discussed how Kryon said this planet will have revelations to start cleaning itself up with a higher conscious humanity, which starts to awaken with inventions and ideas that will create a better life for humanity. Kryon said long ago that the way electricity should be made on the planet is through geothermal. Now, he's out there, when he did this channeling, he was out there in Iceland, you know, and he was saying that all of the electricity where he was standing right there, okay, was by geothermal. And some would say, well, that's easy because he was in a volcanic nation, because Iceland is a volcanic nation. So, of course, they use geothermal. But the entire planet, all they have to do is dig far enough and you will get the heat from the earth. You'll make the steam. And yet the planet, these people on this planet chose instead to use the most expensive and dangerous steam engine of all. And in this world, it's called nuclear energy. How about that? We can use something safe, but no. They use something that's horrid, not safe. Nuclear energy. Energy. Now, when a child first burns their hand, that child never burns their hand again. Now, there are what we call engrams that etch on to what's called synapses in our brain, and those synapses that connect from memory keeps that child from ever touching anything hot again. Kryon says you would think, would you not, that would apply also to instincts from humanity, from civilization to civilization. And they would understand once they burnt their hand, they would not do it again. And yet that has not happened. For war has always been that which is a dysfunctional, which has all, I'm sorry, a dysfunction that has solved nothing. My notes are getting jumbled up in my throat. Yet war has been with us over and over and over again. Now, Kryon previously told us that in 2012, you remember 2012, if you're too young to remember 2012, some of the older ones out there remember 2012, was the start of an awakening of regular humans and regular leadership to start to understand that this is dysfunctional. That's when they began to believe and realize war after war after war was a dysfunction, and that an evolved consciousness would not allow to let that happen again. That hand burning that occurred was a metaphor In 1986, it was called Chernobyl. Now, the brief history is repeating itself in another way right now. This hour, as you listen to my voice, me, Duchess, that Chernobyl incident is repeating itself in a different way. When the nuclear plant exploded at Chernobyl, it was a shock. For nuclear plants are not to explode. It was discovered later that there was a flaw in the design. And this flaw was repeated over and over in other reactors in that land. Now, none of them exploded, but the flaw was there, ready to have a repeat performance of Chernobyl. Chernobyl was not covered with a shell because that was the leadership. And the government of that time, they were in an oppressive one that did things extensively, even one that was afraid of its own self. They were in denial and filled with fear. When it exploded, even those who were there denied the explosion. What's up with that? Do you see that on your television today? It's right in people's faces, and people are denying that they're seeing what they're seeing. So this was ingrained in this kind of government for half a century. You don't say what you see. You say what you were told. And so what took place next was a shock to all. Denial. It took almost 200,000 people to clean up that mess. And it's not cleaned up right now. And it won't be, as Cryon says, for another 4,000 years. The most dangerous steam engine in the world won't be cleaned up. Lives had to be lost before the government would acknowledge that which was obvious and correct the nuclear reactors that had the flaw. But still, they are not covered. These are the things Cryon speaks of that was told is changing. We're told that the elegance of magnetics, because here he comes talking about the elegance of magnetics. Now, what does that have to do with today and now? You're going to find out. The elegance of magnetics will start to show itself the way it should have shown itself 1,000 years ago. What are the elegance of magnetics? That we can have very strong magnets that pull and push against one another, that turn wheels to make camshafts go up and down to make electricity forever without using any resources, not even the heat of the earth. They can be sealed up and cranked for years, and the only thing that would wear out would be the metal itself. That is the new magnetics of electricity, of engines. It's happening now. It has repeated. It was repeated in 2011 in Japan. So there are ways that you don't have to use nuclear energy to incite things and to create things. But no. The leader back then, what was his name? Gorbachev, back there in Russia, he said that Chernobyl was the catalyst that led to the fall of the Soviet Union, because the people saw the deceit. They saw the lies and the fear collectively. It was out of the bag and seen by millions. Now let's talk about the virus that's causing so much trouble, so much fear, so much worry. There are viruses and bacteria in nature. Those viruses stay with nature. Trees would have it, the animals would have it, and they don't apply to humans. humans have their own set of viruses and bacteria that we deal with. Huh. But occasionally, there will be a crossover from the animals to the humans, sometimes even the plants to the humans. But it only happens because of human action. It never happens naturally. Cryon says the virus we have did not happen naturally. In the 1800s, we had the Black Plague, the Black Death Plague. They traced it back to the fleas that were on the rats and the rats that were living with the humans in unsanitary conditions with humans way back then. Even before we knew about washing our hands and germs, you know, what happened? What the heck happened? Today is not the plague. Today it's the flu. But it has the same attributes of being caused by human action. What Cryon says can be controversial. The virus is not political. This virus does what it does naturally. If you want to see a story that is told, all we have to do carefully is to look where the virus goes and where it came from. We are told that the virus occurred by itself. Cryon says it did not. The virus comes from a bat. Did you hear that? The virus comes from a B-A-T, a bat, that was studied in the most high and high-class laboratory in China, Wuhan. It was there, they acknowledge it, was there, and it's part of a study, a, how do you say, derivative of SARS, S-A-R-S. That is where the virus came from. And yet we are told that it didn't. Somehow it was supposed to have magically appeared in the area, not from that laboratory. But what happened next was so similar to Chernobyl. It's a hand burn that we should see and know about. Those who were affected in the area, living together, 5-6 of them in a room, who don't practice the same health issues that we do, of course, they were infected immediately. They started dying because so many did not have the protection that we do in our societies. What the government said was, you are not dying. Pay no attention to the bodies that you see on the street. Does that sound familiar? Did we not hear somebody say on the news, oh, don't worry about it, it'll go away real soon. Don't even think about it, please. You know, and when it comes April, summertime, it'll just burn away. Pay no attention to the bodies that you see on the street. Don't, that didn't last long. That area lost as many humans in a matter of days as America lost in 9/11, and the government denied it. They were afraid to admit. And they said it didn't come from here, and dying continued. Finally, they could not halt that which was known. So they heard it in the news, they heard it on reports, and it got out, and then what happens, you know, even today, the scientists and the governments will tell you that it did not come from that laboratory. Pretend you have a city with a giant smokestack. One day you wake up and there's smoke everywhere. You are told there may be smoke everywhere, but of course it didn't come from that smokestack. That is exactly what is being said. It came from the lab. Accidentally, it was released. For some of the same reasons that the government of Chernobyl had flaws, this will be known and seen, and history will show it, so that it has been taking place today with all of the finger pointing. All this has to do with human action, human carelessness, human deceit, and fear. Now, Kryon is saying it will be contained. For sure it will be contained. It will be solved. And the hand burning of this planet will be remembered. But there is more. He said, follow the virus. Kryon says there is a secret not to be revealed here, but by the whistleblowers and those who will know things in the years to come or even sooner. It will cause a revolution. Nope. Revelation. I always mix those words up in my head. Revelation, revolution. It will cause a revelation. Things will be revealed. And when it does, there is perhaps two governments that may fall. I don't know which two those could be. But follow, connect the dots. It started in China. And what was the next country that got hit? They may not fall, but things will change dramatically because their people will see finally the repression, the fear, the lack of openness, and start to change those things on Earth you thought would never be changed. Because of this virus, Kryon says there is a big secret. A hint for you is this. I will repeat it. A virus is not political. A virus doesn't lie. If you followed the infection schedule at the very beginning, you will find that besides China, there was another country far, far away that was infected with hundreds, even the top echelon. He suggests you go find it. So, is there a connection? Is there a follow the dots? A virus is not political. It is something bigger than we think. That was brewing here. And when it is revealed, a secret will be known. I can't stand him when he gets secretive. The governments who are responsible may very well not survive. This is the tip of the iceberg for planting, for planetary. Excuse me, I got to drink some water. Y'all out there, I'm losing my voice. But this is me. The more I talk, my mouth gets dry. And I've been learning to drink warm water, because I'm an ice water person. So I started heating up water and drinking warm water because I think it just coats my throat a little bit better than ice water. Okay, so he says that this is the tip of the iceberg for planetary change, and it has nothing to do with health, but it has everything to do with our consciousness shift on the planet. We will get through this. And it will be contained. We will remember it and never want this to happen again. When we find out how all this truly happened, that's when things will change. This is a beautiful, beautiful Earth. This planet welcomes us to its beauty. So we must be aware that this planet is starting to work in our favor. Okay? Sometimes two steps forward, we take one step back. And we happen to be one step back, but it will get better. Now, I noticed that there's been this big war in our country over universal health care. Well, they just wrote a bill that they're sending over to the Senate for us to have universal health testing for everybody who has or has not, who does and does not have medical coverage. Okay? So here we go. If everybody had medical coverage, they wouldn't have to have this bill, but here's the start of it. They also implemented a thing where people who have shutdowns at their jobs, they're going to be able to get some type of percentage of their income stream into their household. So they're going to have to start giving those people who are less than or who they think is less than those, they're going to have to start taking care of people the way they never wanted to take care of people. It's starting. It's going to happen. So with that, I don't want to leave you with humdrum, la-di-da stuff and have you feeling like Cryon. Because Cryon does not talk to us in a way to make us depressed. Cryon is more matter of fact. You know, here's the deal. You know, it's step by step. It's a process. You know, and he takes us through it. He's matter of fact, rational, with a spiritual twinge to it. Now, I'm going to share something that I found that was written by, well, it wasn't written because it was a video. Eric Tyrone of Soul Dreams. And what Eric does, I love this. What he did was he did this scenario as though it was he was reading the global pandemic situation as if it was a tarot card, like, you know, a spiritual reading you were having, you know. And so he let us see what the silver or gold lining to this situation is. What are some of the hidden synchronistic connections that we can learn from it, you know? So as he's reading this, he starts breaking it down, and it was fascinating how he did that. He said that corona is Latin. It's Latin for crown. In astronomy, the word is a ring of gaseous light only made visible during a solar eclipse when the moon is blocking the sun's light. You with me? This ring of light, the corona, is the crown of the sun, also known as the halo of the sun. In Greek, halo is the crown of light rays. The circle of light around the head of a holy person or figure like Buddha or Jesus or Mary. So corona, crown, halo are the same thing. Holy and sacred figures are depicted with halos as this is representing their awakened consciousness of their glowing gold crown chakra. Now, you know your crown chakra is at the top of your head. You have seven chakras, but your crown chakra is at the top, right there at the top of your head. And that's considered you're connected to all that there is. In ancient Sanskrit language, the crown chakra is called Sahastra, which means new beginning or thousandfold, which refers to the petals of realization of a thousand petal lotus flower. Now, this lotus flower is blooming into full expression from the murky depths from which it arises. A crown, we see, is a piece of jewelry worn to represent the halo of the awakened sacred figure and the thousand petal lotus flower of the crown chakra. If I lost you so far, This is being recorded. I'm saying it as slowly as I possibly can so that you can listen to it again if you go online. Putting the pieces together of this puzzle, here is his reading. Eric Tyrone of Soul Dreamers. Despite the darkness of this coronavirus, which is like the darkness of a solar eclipse, where the majority of light is blocked, there is a ring of light still seen around the sun. It is the contrast of the darkness that brings our attention to this light. This light, our halo, our crown of dignity, sovereignty, empowerment, and our connection to our soul, to who we really are, as a collective humanity, our halo, crown, corona, is broken. We are out of alignment with our true selves, our higher selves, source, spirit, God, aka our awakened consciousness. The coronavirus is shutting down the world momentarily, causing us to take a pause, to go inside of ourselves. It is the darkness of this virus that is giving us an opportunity to look within, to reevaluate our lives, to remember, and to realign with our inner light that thinks for itself, honors itself, and knows no limits. No longer dictated and controlled by the powers that don't have our best interest at heart. To reclaim our halos, our crowns, to be the kings and queens that we are empowered, limitless, badasses. Time to step into that power, feel that power. This is a new beginning, a global spiritual awakening. Alhamdulillah. You know, we can awaken individually. We can awaken when we go to our churches or we go to our spiritual places of worship or we just go to our spiritual journey. We can awaken, you know, with our little groups, you know. But this is what this guy is saying, and I love it so much. This is a global spiritual awakening. Everybody's eyes got to open up to this. And it's so sad that it has to come to this to get people to wake up, because they didn't wake up with the wild card that was elected 4 years ago, or they didn't wake up then. So it's like, you know, Spirit say you ain't woke now. Well, it's time. Y'all got to wake up. And like I said at the beginning of the show, there are a lot of people who will choose to transition at this time. Nothing happens by chance. So we're looking at those who say or who signed their contract before coming into this physicality. They signed their contract and said, I'm going to be here for X, Y, and Z amount of time, and I will leave at this particular time because I'm needed to leave at that particular time. People need to be shaken up, and there are those of us who came here with contracts that said, we're going to stay and we're going to fight the good fight. There are those of us who came here and said, I may get a little bit sick, you know, I may have some aches and pains, but I'm staying because I know I'm needed to fight the good fight. You know, I'm going to pop my vitamins, I'm going to pop, you know, take my med the way I'm supposed to because I am here. I am still breathing, and I am here to fight the good fight. Okay? I know that I am. At least I pray that's my contract that I signed, that I would be here to fight the good fight. So, before we leave, I don't know, I'm going to pull a card. I think we already had a card. We already had a card with Eric. I liked Eric's card. Okay? I like the way he looked at everything as though it was a tarot card. What a beautiful way to look at this thing and let us know it's time for us to get up off our behinds and, you know, awaken our consciousness. So in that vein, I don't think I'm going to take the energy, any energy, away from Eric Tyrone's card reading on this coronavirus. So I will reiterate something that he did say that I really like so much. So we're going to have to reclaim our powers, you know, from those who want to dictate and control us by their power, okay? Their power that doesn't have our best interest at heart. We are to reclaim our halos, our crowns, to be the kings and queens that we are. We are empowered, limitless, badasses. Time to step into that power. Time to feel that power. This is a new beginning, a global spiritual awakening. We'll see. We'll see. Take care. Be healthy. Stay safe. And you can always call in to the number that you called in to hear this show. You can call in that same number when the show is over and hear the show again. You'll have to, well, I don't know. Is it that number? I'm not sure. But try it. If not, you go to Blog Talk Radio, Google Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, and they'll bring up the show, and what you'll do is you'll click on Corona's spiritual side, okay? Y'all stay blessed. Y'all stay healthy. You know, and do what you need to do to make sure. Don't matter what people think. Just do what you need to do to stay healthy, because we got a war to fight, you know? We got a consciousness to waken up. You know, we got to grow. We just got to do this. It's happening. And it needs to be a lot of us to hold tight. We're going to win this fight. You take care. Stay happy. Laugh a lot. If you can't figure out a way to laugh, find some comedies on your TV to watch. You got to keep your vibration high. Don't get angry and pissed off. Don't be upset. Don't be, you know, fighting and bickering because you got to stay in the house with each other. Find some stuff to make you happy, to make you laugh, to have fun. Do you understand me? Because that keeps your vibration up. And the higher up your vibration is, the less likely something negative is going to be able to latch onto you and catch you. You got it? All right. Peace, love to all of you. And thank you for coming in and sharing time with me, because I'm on lockdown. I need to have something to do. And sharing my experience, strength, and hope with you is a wonderful thing for me to do. You take care. We're going to go now. Love you. Be good. Thank you.